Welcome to Romantic Ruminations. I'm Jeannie Taylor. William Wordsworth was one of the seminal poets of the Romantic literary movement. A key to understanding the movement, and to understanding Wordsworth in particular, is found in his ode, Intimations of Immortality. In that poem, Wordsworth explores the spiritual origin of man.
Our birth is but a sleep and a forgetting. The soul that rises with us, our life's star, hath had elsewhere its setting and cometh from afar. Not in entire forgetfulness, and not in utter nakedness, but trailing clouds of glory do we come from God, who is our home. Heaven lies about us in our infancy.
In this stanza, Wordsworth suggests that we carry our souls with us from another place, and at the time of our birth, we have not entirely forgotten where we came from. According to Edward L. Anderson of the Brunswick School, Wordsworth believed that evidence of our spiritual origin is found in the vivid awareness of color and form that we recall having experienced in childhood. In our own research, we found that the earliest memories primarily involved the senses and instinct.
It was springtime, the day was beautiful, and I asked my grandfather to let me take off the shoes and the socks and to run on the grass. And I was running back and forth on the grass.
I just remember being terrified because the house was dark and I was too small to reach to turn the lights on. And I remember just crying the entire time, and I couldn't go in their room because I thought there was a monster in there. They kept a fan on in their room. It was loud, and I remember just standing there crying, being too afraid to go in there.
The tactile memory of sliding on that little sand against that hardwood floor.
Both of my parents were there holding me down, and blood was going everywhere.
Oh, my God.
And my mother had on a white blouse. She had blood all over her. There was blood all over the floor, all over the walls, all over the sheets.
I can remember the smell in the barn of the tobacco firing, and I would fall asleep up on the tops of the stacks to the smell and to the gospel music and everybody singing.
All of these earliest memories recall sensory perceptions, the smell of tobacco, the sight of a blood-stained shirt. They also recall the instinctive responses of fear or comfort to this sensory input. But how much of our memories are pure memories? As we age, we insert additional information gleaned from our parents and our experiences in order to rationalize and understand the memories. These external voices may influence or disrupt our memories.
Shades of the prison house begin to close upon the growing boy. The youth, who daily farther from the east must travel, still is nature's priest. And by the vision splendid on his way attended, at length the man perceives it die away and fade into the light of common day.
The magical memories and the evidence of our divine origin diffuse into the mundane adult world.
I can remember when I was probably about 4 years old. This was in the very early 70s. I was born in 68.
When I was about four, perhaps even five, four and a half,
in the 60s, this would be about 1964, 65.
When I was almost 3 years old.
There were these houses that had been built around the turn of the century.
They're Pentecostal and very religious, you know.
I had developed a staph infection in my lymph nodes.
It was about a kilometer and a half, perhaps 2 kilometers far from the house.
With slate roof, I mean, it had been a really nice house. A guy who built it had been a millionaire.
But ultimately, Wordsworth believed that those early memories, the evidence of our primal soul, never fully disappear. At the times when we are most connected to the natural world, our spirit reveals itself to us.
Hence, in a season of calm weather, though inland far we be, our souls have sight of that immortal sea which brought us hither. Can in a moment travel thither and see the children sport upon the shore and hear the mighty waters rolling evermore.
You've been listening to Romantic Ruminations. This episode was written by Michelle Mitchell, Joseph Hawks, and Jeannie Taylor. Thanks for listening.